I'm WUWM's Maayan Silver. The Milwaukee City Attorney's Office filed a lawsuit Wednesday against Kia and Hyundai Motors. The city alleges that the companies failed to install anti-theft devices in their cars and that this caused needless damage to city residents. The filing follows similar lawsuits around the country, including in San Diego and Cleveland. Tierman Spencer is Milwaukee's city attorney. He held a press conference at the Federal District Court in Milwaukee.
In my estimation, all the problems emanated out of Milwaukee. This is ground zero, the epicenter of the cause and problems that we've been experiencing throughout the country.
There have been thousands of thefts of Kia and Hyundai cars in Milwaukee in the past few years. The city gained some notoriety for the problem when car thieves posted videos on YouTube and TikTok under the hashtag The Kia Boys, with tips on how to break into and hotwire the cars. They also posted videos of themselves driving recklessly on school property or in high-speed chases with police. A Seattle law firm will litigate the current lawsuit against the car companies along with local counsel from Milwaukee. It's part of a multi-district lawsuit with other cities nationwide. Spencer says the lawsuit will not cost the city any money, but he hopes the suit will end with some compensation for taxpayers.
Some of the action that occur does not necessarily mean you have to own a Kia. There have been deaths associated with Kias, stolen vehicles. There have been quite a bit of city damage caused by it. You have damages from the MPD having to respond, fire having to respond. So from every aspect that you can imagine, there is damage.
Spencer hopes that Milwaukee will be chosen as a primary plaintiff in the lawsuit, which could bring additional benefits if there's a settlement. Last month, Hyundai and Kia announced a free anti-theft software update to car owners and are offering steering wheel locks. Kia responded Wednesday that lawsuits against it by municipalities are without merit. It says it continues to work with law enforcement to combat car theft. Maayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.